And joining us now is someone who was involved with the original Broadway version of The Wiz, Dee Dee Bridgewater, who played Glinda the Good Witch. She won a Tony for her role. Dee Dee, welcome to you.
Well, I'm very happy to be with you on your show, Jeremy, so thank you for the invitation.
Well, take us back to this earlier production of The Wiz. It was different than anything else out at the time. Producers were taking a big chance. People were worried it would close right after it opened.
Absolutely. But there was a big push by the producer, Ken Harper, to bring in the African-American communities. And they would bring in busloads of people from different church groups and different African-American organizations. And actually, I believe that it was word of mouth that got us going and helped us to stay on Broadway for the length that it did. I left after 2 years.
What attracted you to the show in the first place?
Well, I had never done actual Broadway theater before, so it was my first turn. I was a big follower as a little girl of the Ziegfeld Follies, and I just loved all of the production numbers with the men carrying the damsel down the stairs and all of that. And actually, in the production, I was escorted down the stairs by the beautiful men from the Land of Oz and lifted in the air and carried while I sang the first song that I did, Arrested Body is Arrested Mind. And then after I told Dorothy how to get home, I sang that song, If You Believe.
Believe in yourself, right.
What do you think when you hear that now?
I think, wow, what a mature voice I had at the age of 24, 25. You know, it was a wonderful show for all of us that were a part of it.
And after the success on Broadway, it was quickly made into the movie that many of us have seen with some, you know, really big stars, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross. Tell us about the cultural impact you think The Wiz had at that time.
You know, we had never had any kind of a film about African-American people and where the whole show was with African-American performers, dancers, the amazing costumes that were used. Of course, Lena Horne got my role as Glinda the Good Witch, but I have to, you know, I had to bow down to Lena Horne because for me, she was one of the forebearers in the music industry that made it possible for people such as myself, including Diana Ross, to have the careers that we have. You know, to see images of ourselves on a television screen, you know, I have no words to say. Even doing it on Broadway, I still run into people today that say that they came to see The Wiz and how it changed their lives. I think that the story also of Dorothy and wanting to get back home and having to go through all of the fears that she did and all of the challenges, I think it's a universal theme that touches everyone.
And of course, so much has happened in our culture and in terms of race relations in this country since then. Now this revival coming on NBC, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm curious to see it. And as a matter of fact, before I left my home to come into the studio, I got a call from George Faison, who was the original choreographer of The Wiz. And he wanted to know if I was going to be in New York because he was going to do a big screening. As the original cast members, of course, we're all very anxious to see how this television production has turned out. But I'm, of course, very happy that Stephanie Mills has been called to be a part of the television production as Auntie M. I was told that I was too old. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all, no, really, it is. And to have the wonderful talent that is involved with this television production, I just think it's going to be great. Those of us who were part of the original production and feel so strongly about what we did, whether we feel, you know, really good about this production or not because of the loyalty that some of us may have to the original, I am all for everyone having a moment, and I'm very happy for everyone that is involved, anxious to see what they did.
And as you look at what NBC has been doing, and they did, this is going to be the third one of these live musicals that they've done. They did The Sound of Music, they did Peter Pan, and now The Wiz. Does it make sense that The Wiz should be the third big musical, do you think, that NBC does?
I think it totally makes sense, and I laud them for having selected The Wiz to be their third. I think it comes at a very crucial time for everything that is going on in the United States and in our society. My grandchildren are going to watch it. You know, it's going to be beautiful to have this kind of vehicle for African American people to see, as well as everyone, because this is a story that has a global message to it. So I think it's going to be great.
That's Dede Bridgewater, who was Glinda the Good Witch in the original cast of The Wiz on Broadway back in 1975. Dede, enjoy the production. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. It was wonderful speaking with you, and hello to all of the wonderful NPR listeners. Come on.